Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for listening to the Coach Podcast. This is Jared. I've got a guest here with us today, Jake Hancock from the Anthem Campus. Thanks for coming today, man.
Yeah, long drive. Not really, but we did it. We're so busy, it's hard to make things happen right now.
But I feel like this is a win because we're both out of our house away from our children right now.
Yes, right. I keep trying to schedule things right when our kids are crazy, so all day. And it's not always working. So
you're welcome, Bree. You're welcome, Jess. Please stay married to us through this season. Coaches, just for your reference, in case you're listening to this sometime in the future, it's April 30th today, 2020.
Yeah, we're like 30 days in, 40, 50 days into staying at home, working from home for a lot of us. I know some of us, our lives haven't changed a lot, but for a lot of us, it has, and we're in the middle of that. And so just a heads up that a lot of this content is specific to how to coach through this like quarantine season that will probably last at least another month or so. But all the tools that we talk about, I think, are super transferable into life post this as well. So just know that you're getting a little bit of a snapshot of life right now, but you guys are all super smart and you guys can adapt this to life after this as well.
Yep, for sure. For sure. You know, I saw earlier, I think it was last week, Jake had shared with me just some of how he was just investing into coaches in Anthem. And when I chatted with him about what he was doing, I was like, hey, I think all of our coaches need to hear this. And so Jake, thanks for putting that together. And really, I think what you want to share with us is really just strategically, how can we connect with students right now? And because this season is no joke, right? It's not easy being a youth coach during quarantine.
No, I think what I would say first off, if you're listening, is that you need to hear from us as a coach that you guys all jumped into being coaches because you love it. You jumped into because you love being around students and you care about the investment that you're getting. But also a part of us, whether we admit it or not, wants to be doing a good job. And we want to think that we are being effective and we are mentoring and we are changing the lives of students. And we have this innate like little desire to make sure we're doing a good job. And this season right now has made that really hard because you have two people jumping into your Zoom meeting or maybe none. Sometimes you have none. And some weeks you get six and you're losing your mind because it's so awesome. And you just need to hear from us that you are not alone. That's right. There is not one group right now that's having everybody show up in Zoom. And if someone's telling you they are, they're probably lying to you. It's hard. It's hard to get people in this season. And so the way that we coach and the way that we interact with students has to shift a little bit, but that doesn't mean like your Zoom meeting not maybe going great does not mean you're not doing a good job. And so don't totally be upset about no one showing up. And hopefully what we can do and talk about for a little bit is some ways to give you confidence that you're still being successful and that you're still doing a good job and just to make sure that you're encouraged. And so
that's right.
The main thing is this, and this is what I'll say before we talk about anything. When this is over and your student pastors are telling you this, I'm not on here saying things you haven't heard before. You've heard all of this. But at the end of this, the only way that you know that you were effective is literally if I were to go and ask the students in your group, hey, how was this 3 month craziness? If they answer, my coach was connected with me, my coach cared about me, my coach valued our relationship during that time, then you've done a great job.
Yep.
And that's all that matters. And so it doesn't matter. It's not like, hey, I was on the Zoom meeting every week. That's cool. And that matters. But what really matters is, did your students feel connected to you throughout this time? And that's the bar. That's how you know you're doing a good job.
That's right. That's super well said. It's almost like during times of crisis, it's not, yes, we want students to be more like Jesus, but we also want to just make sure that we're holding on to that connection. And I think just some of that stuff, Jake, that that you were sharing with Anthem coaches, this is so important for all of us to hear. So one of the first things I noticed in some of your strategy right now is you've kind of created this tier system or this tier analogy. Can you kind of unpack that for us and help that apply to how we're connecting with our students right now?
Yeah. So if you right now think of your group, think of your small group, visualize all the students in it. And I want you right now to break your group into three distinct tiers of students. And this might take you a few minutes and pause this if you need more time to actually think and write this out, because I think it's helpful. But you have in your group, all of us have three tiers of students. We have tier one students. Your tier one students, it takes zero work to connect with them.
Yep.
They show up to everything. They respond in the group chat. They text you. You don't have to reach out to them. They seek out that relationship. Connecting with tier one students is super easy.
Yep.
Tier two is they're a little bit more difficult. They will show up to things if you ask them personally. If you call them, they'll answer and they'll talk to you, but they're never going to call you. They're going to show up to things if other people are showing up to things, and maybe every once in a while they'll respond in the group chat, but that's not their normal means of communication. You have to seek out them personally. So that's tier two. Tier three, these are the students that you feel like don't even know you exist. if they responded to you in your group chat, you would lose your mind. Like, you would go tell your spouse something awesome happened, and they're like, who is that? Yeah, exactly. They responded in the group chat. That these are the students that if you called them, they might answer, like a hard maybe on the answer. And if they actually did answer, it'd be the most awkward 3-minute conversation of all time, because they're not helping you. They're not giving you more details. They're not offering anything to you. They're never going to reach out to you. And so split your group into three different tiers, one, two, and three, based on how easy it is to connect with them.
Yep.
And that's an important distinction. I'm talking about connecting. I'm not talking about discipling. Often those overlap, but for this specific conversation, I don't want them to.
Yeah.
It's the idea of connecting with them that's most important. And so once you have that split up, this is what maybe is going to be crazy. Here's how I think you should be prioritizing who you're reaching out to right now. Here's how you should be prioritizing it. The most important group that you should be spending most of your connection effort with should be tier two. These students are so close. They are on the fence. And if you did a little bit of work with them, they might move into this tier one group where you don't have to do much work and they're involved and they're a part of what's going on. And so spend the most of your connection time focusing on this middle group, tier two students.
Yep.
And then after that, it's tier three. Mm-hmm. It's these students that are gone and they're out. And in a second, I'm going to give us some hopefully cool ideas to help you connect with these students, because these tier three students are probably the ones that you're like, dude, I'm trying, but they're ghosting me.
Yep.
They haven't responded. And we have some thoughts for that. And once again, I don't know if it's perfect system, but it should be helpful. So your first group that you focus on with connecting is tier two, and then tier three. Do your best to focus on them. And lastly, in order of who you're trying your hardest to connect with, it's these tier one kids. And I'm going to pause and explain for a second. I do not mean that you ignore those students. Yep. That's not what we're saying at all. That you stop investing in them. But the thing is, if you only invest in those specific students, your group is never going to grow. It's never going to reach out to people. And so how can you actually even use those tier one students to reach out to tier two and tier three students? Yep. Maybe empower them to help you connect with other students. And so you really want to focus on them. And this is why it's hard, because those students oftentimes fill your bucket the fastest. Because when you text them, they respond.
Yep.
When you call them, they answer. And you get off the phone with them and you feel like, oh, I'm such a good coach. I'm doing a great job. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you should still reach out to them and you should still allow them to fill your bucket. But if you're spending all of your connection-driven time, your reaching out time, when you say, I've been texting my students, it's only those students, you've put a cap on your group.
Yep.
And your group's never going to expand past that. So that's just something to think about.
Yep. I think that's solid. So let me repeat that back real quick, make sure we're super clear. First step, we're going to divide our students into tiers one, two, and three based on how easy or difficult it is to connect with those students right now. Again, we're not talking about discipling students. We're talking about connecting with students. And connection is what matters during crisis, right? It's not that we're stopping discipling. We're just really valuing staying connected right now. And then I'm going to focus first on tier two, then tier three, and then tier one in my priority level. But But then let's go into that next part of the conversation. You know, we've got students that are super difficult to connect with right now, especially the tier three and a little bit with the tier two. So help us, Jake, with some of your thoughts about connecting right now.
Okay, so this is a little more self-reflection too. So my thought would be this. Think of those tier three students in your group right now. Visualize that person in your head. Visualize the person that you've been trying to reach out to and talk to. Once you have them, think of their name. Now I need you to do a self-reflection on how you've been trying to connect with them. And here's really at the end of the day what I think I want us to think about. Is your way of connecting with them, is it more transactional or is it more relational? And let me unpack the difference between those two because I think it's important. Transactional connections are like this. Hey, are you going to hop on the Zoom meeting tonight? Hey, missed you at church the last few weeks. Hey, you want to jump in this Bible study? Hey, could you respond in the group chat? Those are all transactional. Mm-hmm. Because what you're doing is you're asking of something from them. You want them to return something in some way, really for the benefit of you. And obviously what we know as coaches, that's all of that is for the benefit of Jesus. Yeah. We want them to come into Jesus. But as a student, they're seeing those as transactional, like they want to do something for you. And those questions are good and they're important and you need to keep asking those, but you don't have the footing and the standing to ask those if you're not building a relational connection. And so the other kind of questions that you could be asking, the other kind of conversation is relational connection. And that's, hey, did you watch The Last Dance this week? Hey, I just finished the show. I just finished watching Breaking Bad. What's the next show I need to watch? Hey, I just got a new phone. Guys, I'm trying to buy a phone case. Like, where should I look to buy a phone case? Hey, you said the other day in group that your mom made killer mashed potatoes. Like, do you know how to make them? Can you show me? Like those type of questions, there are no strings attached to. There's no church strings, if I was going to do air quotes around church. There's no church strings attached to that. And I think this is what's so important. You know this internally for yourself. As soon as we feel, and this was true when you were a student with a teacher, this is true when you were a coach, when you were a player with a coach, this is true as an employee with an employer. As soon as you feel like a relationship, the other person in the relationship no longer values your opinion, no longer values what you think, no longer cares about what your thoughts are on something, as soon as you realize that, we as humans bail on relationships.
Right.
They're no longer important to us. And so if we as a coach are only asking transactional questions, it seems like to a student that we want something from there and we're not valuing their actual thoughts or their actual opinions on anything. And it's gonna over time cause students, I think, to pull away and back away.
Yep.
So that's the difference between those two things.
Yep. So maybe what you're saying is maybe some of the reason right now, maybe this is a theory. Some of the reason right now, some of our students might not be responding, might be ghosting, might be because of our approach. It might be that we're a little heavy on the transactional side.
Yeah, and I think if you want to think about it like a ratio, if you're a math person, or if you're not, think about it this way. Your tier three students, your connection with them should probably be 90% relational.
Yep.
90% of the ways you're trying to talk to them, no strings attached. Ask them what they're watching, ask them what they're doing, ask them for their opinion about things. That students and people in general, if you want someone to respond to you that hasn't responded to you, ask them their opinion on something.
Yep.
People are always trying to give you their opinion. They want to do that. And so ask it and then listen to it. That'd be wild. but as you're connecting with tier three students, your ratio you should be aiming for is probably 90-10. And so if you go back and look through your text feed with that person that isn't responding, do an honest audit of that.
Yeah.
Where are you at? Because if it's not close to 90% relational, you're going to have to maybe spend the next 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks asking strictly relational questions to earn the right to ask something transactional.
And relational.
So
earn the right to ask something relational.
Well, no, you can ask relational questions right out the gate.
Oh,
so you want to build up the relational questions. So
there you go.
Yeah, so you
there
can
you go.
Earn yep. the right to be transactional.
Sorry.
And so
Jared lost his sense of thought.
No worries. I'm all over this. So yeah, so with the tier three students, I don't know. I think the goal would be like 90% relational, 10% transactional. I think tier two, you could bump that up to 75% relational, 25% transactional. I think your tier one students, you could be 50-50 with.
Yep.
You can ask them, you can give them the hard asks. You can challenge them to reach out to people. You can, hey, can you, like, they're the students you challenge. They're the students you push. You've earned the right to do that. And so now you can do that.
Love it. So again, the ratio, tier three, 90% relational, 10% transactional. Tier two, 75% relational, 25% transactional. And then tier one, 50-50. That seems to make a lot of sense to me. I think that's great, Jake. If you were going to give coaches a takeaway, like right now, what would you just say on this topic? What do you want them to remember? What do you want them to do?
I think that we need to make sure as coaches that we're reaching out to students in the way that they want to be connected with, not the way that we think we should connect with them. And I think that's important. I'm going to throw my wife in here. My wife has a group of sophomore girls, and this is going to speak to a lot of you. She has like the mean girls, as you would say. If the movie Mean Girls was in our ministry, that's her group. And
yep,
there are girls in that group that don't show up and don't text and don't respond. And over the last couple of weeks and months, Bree has just realized that she can send out texts that seem to have nothing to do with anything. Like, hey, where's the best Mexican food around here that I should go eat? And she'll have students come out of the woodwork to answer those questions. And so they're there and they value the relationship. We just need to be willing to show them that we actually value their part of the relationship.
Yep.
That we're not just in it for ourselves and we're not just in it to pull them to church and we're not just in it to make sure Jesus is the only thing that matters in their life, which underneath all of that is true. But students want to know that you value them as a human, not that you value them just as someone that you're trying to pull with them to church.
Yep. Yep. That's huge. That's huge. Jake, thanks so much for putting this together. I think this is so valuable. Coaches, I hope you take away something from this and really can continue just right now. What's the one thing that we're trying to do? We're trying to stay connected with our students through the crisis. There is an end to this season. We are one day closer today, and tomorrow will be even closer to the end of all of this. So let's stay connected. Let's be willing to try new things. And we're also going to release, I think right with this episode is a bonus episode. We're going to talk, me and Jake again, just a little bit about Zoom strategy.
Zooming it.
So when you finish this, if you've got time or maybe later in the week, hope you'll check out that bonus episode. In the meantime, coaches, we love you. Thank you so much for being connected with us right now, being connected with our church. We always say this, when the coach gets better, the whole student ministry gets better. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
See ya.